Welcome to the Hardware Asylum Podcast Extras. In this episode, we take a virtual look back on one of the most famous of RGB motherboards, the MSI Godlike, and its reimagining with the Z890. I'm your host, Dennis Garcia, and with me today, I have Darren McKay. One of my favorite motherboards from quite a while ago, actually, was an MSI board that I saw at Computex. You know, it's Computex month, so we're going to be talking about the show a lot.
Right.
And this was an X99 board from MSI, and it started a revolution.
Now, you know, I'm a huge fan of MSI boards. Mm-hmm. I run them in almost all of my builds.
Almost.
It's a great balance between price and performance.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very dependable.
And they have the cool little dragon
that makes it
kind of look halfway Chinese and halfway, you know, 4th of July, which is kind of cool.
And it's a special day when you can get the little dragon stuffy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have the best swag.
Yeah, they do. That little dragon has a special name. And, you know, I always forget what it is, but it's not terribly important as the MSI Godlike.
Ooh.
You remember the X99 Godlike? That was like one of my favorite motherboards. And it started the onboard RGB movement.
Is that where that started? Because I remember the Godlike was like the pinnacle of MSI performance and overclocking.
It was. It was the top of the line board, kind of like the Extreme or the Apex or the SoC board or the UD7, you know, from Gigabyte.
Set records.
It set records. But in this particular case, its claim to fame, what made it famous at Computex, was the fact that it had RGB lights on board that were controllable by that app.
Nice.
And that actually started the whole cascading trend that motherboards needed to have RGB lights on them. And some companies took it to the extreme, and then it kind of came back, and now we got LCD screens.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the MEG Z890 Godlike.
Oh my gosh.
Here. And
that is a big box, Dennis.
Now we're going to be doing an unboxing, and I normally bring it over and slam it down on the table, but I've kind of already spilled the beans that it's right next to
it. Got to be gentle with it.
Yeah.
So, all right, but that's okay because I will still unbox it.
Yeah.
Get in this thing.
Yeah. Now, again, this is also our virtual unboxing that's become rather famous and easy to do. So.
Okay. So first, the box is really large and really heavy.
Yeah, and be careful with the cover.
Oh my gosh, a sliding slip cover. I feel like, okay.
Slip covers are cool, but they're a pain in the butt.
Getting my workout today. Now, I got to stop because the box is really attractive. Without mm-hmm. the slip cover, you're going to have to include a picture of this thing, I think, in your review.
Yeah, so on the top, we have the icon for MEG, I think is what it stands for. But basically, it's this triangle. And they've duplicated the triangle all across the outside to give it kind of this little decoration.
No show of sharks here if you're a Statham fan. And it's a hinged box.
Yeah, it's hinged.
Oh, look at that.
And as you, the box doesn't actually work the way that you would think it would work.
So as you open the box, it kind of expands and lifts the motherboard up.
Yeah.
Look at that, it pushes out the front and... It's like all 3D and stuff.
Yeah, although it kind of looks like it ripped a little bit, which, you know, this box was too complex for what it needed to hold up. So anyhow.
So presentation is everything. We've got Beyond the Norm, Meet Godlike in gold letters.
Yeah. But the meat and potatoes, it's right here in the rubber foam. And if you go ahead and lift that out of there.
So Godlike is a great KMFDM song, by the way, that I'm playing in my head as I pick this thing up. Because, oh, wow. This is my workout of the day. It's the motherboard that's heavy.
Yeah, so the motherboard has got a lot of metal on it.
So, all right. What I'm looking at here is, and we talked about this in the CES episode, a trend where nearly everything is covered on this board.
The box is busted.
That's all right.
It's sad.
It's okay. A box.
It's a box.
It's a beautiful box. We'll fix it in post.
Yep, we will. So the motherboard. Oh, my gosh.
Just looking at the top of this, the first thing that jumps out to me is how shiny it is. It is devoid of color. It is just black, which I'm assuming they're going to fix with some pretty lights.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of lights on this thing.
So we're going to have to fire that up. But the next thing that jumps out at me, and you're going to have to look in the pictures, mm-hmm. is... these are control buttons right here, right?
Yeah. So this device right here is what they call the Easy Bridge.
Easy Bridge.
Now, I'm going to see if I can do this.
It comes off. Oh. It
comes off.
What?
So that, okay. So look on the edge. That guy's got all sorts of hub-like controls on it.
So it's like almost like a docking station that plugs in.
Mm-hmm.
And we got tuning controller. That one jumps out at me. USB controllers, bridge controls, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Now, on top, these buttons, there's a LED screen right mm-hmm. here that allows you to flip through those buttons to control the things on that dock.
Right. It's even got labels for the plugs that are on the backside of the motherboard here,
mm-hmm.
which yeah. is your traditional, it looks like. Although they've done something that I wish every manufacturer would do. They've turned the pins of everything towards the back, so they're not pointed straight up.
Yeah, they're all 90 degree. That was something that EVGA made famous, and a lot of people did not like it when it first came out.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. The thing that I don't like is a lot of times these 90 degrees don't line up with the holes in the back of the case. So your cables either have to make this super really tight turn, or it's the hole so far away that it's like, well, why bother?
Yeah, you're going to be running cables now. Ironically, the Strix case that I am looking to build in has a cover that covers those holes.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of cases have that cover, which is kind of crazy.
So you have to check out that review also.
Mm-hmm.
But this is neat. I'm impressed. And that's a screen you say on there. Oh, I can kind of see it.
Yeah, there's an OLED in there.
Oh, I fingerprinted it. Look at me.
Oops. Fingerprint it, and now you're not going to own it.
Oh, if I lick it, I get to keep it, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, so other fancy things about this board. Four DIMM slots right next to the I.O. thingy.
Nice.
If you pick the board up and look at the VRM cooler across the top.
Oh, wow, yeah, okay. So that's like a...
It's got a crazy weird texture in there.
Yeah, it's like almost a overlapping fin pattern. Is that what I'm seeing?
Mm-hmm. So the cooler that a lot of these high-end motherboards use is Frozier. And the Frozier name was the special cooler design that was on the graphics cards, what made the MSI graphics cards super good. So now they're putting that same design into the motherboards, at least on the high-end stuff.
Yeah, I like that. You've got a ton of surface area for bleeding heat off of these things
mm-hmm.
without having to have active cooling.
Yep. And under the I.O. shield is a massive heatsink, which is part of the reason that it's so heavy. It's on the other side.
Right.
And... I thought that that also had an LED screen under it, but it basically just has the Dragon, so it's not going to be LED.
But it's full 3D, so that's kind of nice, and yep. maybe a nice break from having lots of screen there.
Yeah, it will light up really nice, mm-hmm. that's for sure. And then, let's see.
All right, in the back we've got all kinds of fun stuff. Oh, and we've got buttons in the back, too.
Yeah, those are for BIOS, I think.
Yeah, we got looks like flash the BIOS, clear the CMOS, and a smart button. So there you go. Just push it. It's smart overclocking.
Super, super smart. And in terms of I.O., it's basically no different than a lot of traditional boards. A whole lot of USB. We got some USB 3.2 in there, I believe.
But there is, I think this is the first board I've seen with USB-C 20G.
Yes, the 20 gigabyte. Super, super fast.
And USB 10. There's two USB 10s.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's got a 10G and a 5G network port on it, so really pushing that finally. Wi-Fi 7, of course, which most of the high-end boards have now.
Yep.
And then we're working our way around to the slots.
Oh, okay. So slots, basically two expansion slots, or three.
Well, three, because we've got one of these shorties here.
Mm-hmm. Underneath it, though, I'm going to reach over real quick.
If you do this. Oh, look at that. It's so easy. Oh, wow. So easy to take that off.
Yeah, so this is the easy, well, I think they call it easy, but basically it's clip this and it undoes the pins. It lifts the heatsink away, and then there's some pins on the other side
yeah.
that line up with these triangle locks. So it makes it really easy to just reinstall it and click it down.
Yeah, and of course it's always in place. So I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there's more. Another one pops out the same way. 5. Does this one come off too? It does. 6.
Yes.
It's like the gift that keeps on giving. Almost all of the cover comes off with these easy lift doodads to reveal some M.2 drive slots in there everywhere.
Yeah. The only one that's PCI Express 5 is the top one. All the others are 4, I believe.
Well, you only need, you know, your boot drive to be crazy fast. 4 is... if you buy a good drive especially, it's pretty dang good.
Yeah, and it's just use it for storage. That's all you really need. But yeah, the layout on this board is surprisingly robust. And if you look on the heat sinks, you'll see these little receptacle pins.
Oh, yeah.
They go to some pogo pins that are on the board, and that is so that you can transfer RGB lights to the heat sink.
Oh, my gosh. The heat sink has RGB lights, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so does this one, which is the big middle panel. There's a screen up here.
Oh, I see the triangular screen there.
And there's little pogo pins there.
RGB everywhere you want it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing I haven't done is pulled a lot of these other heat sinks off to see what the PCB really looks like.
Right.
I think I'll wait until the review is finished and then I'll pull it apart.
Well, yeah. I mean, the traditional locations are like Northbridge and Southbridge, but we don't do that anymore.
Not so much. The thing I always like to look at is behind the back plate. So this one has a full back plate. And beyond that, it hides all of these, like the expansion slots and stuff like that. Most of them are surface mount, so you're not going to see the pins go through.
Nice.
But you can see where everything else is kind of laid out.
I just can't get over how easy it is to get in and out of these things. And
go and click it on.
Are they toolless, the drive pins? Oh,
so, okay. Yes.
So you can snap your... Oh, yeah. You can snap your PCIe's into place without a screw,
mm-hmm.
which is... awesome.
Well, and you just move it to the side a little bit and it will release the drive. And then when you put the drive in there, you push it down and it'll just click into place.
All right, now I got to put these things back in. Okay, we'll go in reverse order. And that was it. That's really weird. Did I get it right? I did.
Yeah, that one just seems like it's not on there.
That's the big one here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got 4 drives under this one and a screen. Okay, I got to line it up here and snap, crackle, pop.
Nope, that's not right. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, it's not on there.
I missed the guide pins because I wasn't paying attention earlier. Yeah, there we go.
Yep, there you go.
Cool. Beautiful. And then this one, this is a full screen, really?
Wow. Well, kind of. It's full RGB.
But that's still like crazy.
And that one's on there.
Wow. Toolless is the future.
Oh, and then this little button here, if you look on that, you press this and it locks open. Press it again and it locks the close.
Maybe my favorite feature in modern motherboards, so you don't have to try to get to that stupid video card lock.
Oh, yeah. I have some long skewers that I use.
Good
to
use of a skewer. I actually bought a nylon auto body tool.
Oh, yeah, those little panel remove tools?
Yeah, a little panel removal tool that's long and narrow so I could get to mine. It's a ugly blue thing, but boy, howdy, it does the job. Yep. But you look ridiculous doing it.
Yeah. So if we go and look around the side again.
All right, coming back around.
On board, we have onboard USB-C and the 3.2, the new connector for the motherboards. So there's an actual C connection on the board on the inside.
Interesting, but... useful.
Yep. And that is not all. There is more.
Oh, yeah. If we put that crazy dongle doodad on there.
All right. So this little clip right here that's on the easy panel.
Yeah.
It covers up that switch.
Snap.
That's there. So when you press this.
Oh, it still works even through. What did you call this panel again? The easy bridge.
Yeah, the easy bridge.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, there's more stuff.
More stuff. Because the box is, you know, a small car.
Yep.
Oh, wow. What is this? Okay, standing up again. We got, looks like 2 accessory cards. I'm going to grab them.
Okay. Oh, here. Try that one first.
All right. So the first one says Thunderbolt MS.
Yeah, it's your Thunderbolt expansion card.
So okay.
That gives you the Intel Thunderbolt. You have the crazy weird connection so you can get the super fast Thunderbolt connectivity.
Right. Now, this is going to fit in that third slot that we talked about if you do use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of dedicated for it, which is crazy.
Are those DisplayPort ins? DPN?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, well, Thunderbolt will do a DisplayPort connection. because it's bidirectional.
Okay, and that's got a massive heat sink on it. Also, I should point out, it's mm-hmm. pretty heavy on its own.
Oh, and it requires its own power.
Requires its own power. Yep. Okay, and then this other one is much bigger. It looks like a video card. What the heck? It's got a fan in it and everything. Okay, so what does it say? M.2 Expander Z Slider Gen 5?
Yeah. So this guy, this guy is an 8x, if you look at the bottom, it's an 8x PCI Express connection.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Which plugs into the other slot at the bottom of the board.
Right, so your secondary video card slot normally.
And we got a cooling fan,
yeah,
which looks a lot like the ones that are on my A4000s that are in my NinjaLane server.
Yeah, it does.
Now, and you got power.
I see that. So, and it's got to open up somehow, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you found him.
How does it work though? Oh. Okay, so on this would be the external.
Mm-hmm.
Up. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, they pull out.
Yeah, so that cartridge holds an M.2 drive.
So we got two. I mean, these are like the same sort of drive mechanisms that you'd get in an rack server.
Yep.
Only it's for a single
M.2,
M.2 drive, and there's two of them.
Yeah, that's why you have the 8x connection at the bottom, so you can have those two drives. In addition to the six M.2s that are on board, you get two more with this expander.
Well, now these are not the fancy toolless, but that makes sense because they've got to slide in and out securely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's two screws and it comes apart. You put your M.2 in there and you put it back together.
Yeah, and this is a pretty heavy aluminum enclosure. So like a drive enclosure. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get good cooling even without the fan, which is nice. That's really clever.
Yeah.
All right. So let me see if I can get them back in there without hurting myself. Oh, got to get it right side up. It's got an arrow to help you align it, which is kind of clever.
Mm-hmm.
And pop, in it goes.
Yeah.
Wrong way. I see. I got it. Line up the arrows. I know.
Yeah. Just be careful with the clip because you can break it if you install it wrong. Pull it out.
All right, well, we'll fix this in post.
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
I got it.
So I closed the clip too soon, if you're listening at home.
There we go.
And I didn't get it locked. Easy to do because it's very small, but it's also pretty robust.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. And then we also have a Wi-Fi antenna that supports Wi-Fi 7. Mm-hmm. It's the fancy little magnetic one. It's in a crazy weird box. Just like the one that came with your board.
Very nice.
Man, I'm not going to take it out.
And then we got a pretty good size accessory box. Now, I like the way that they've organized this because it's really clean
mm-hmm.
with the boxes.
Yeah, not many motherboards do this anymore, partially because of cost, so yeah. They can keep these down. The past couple, like my MSI Threadripper came with one of these expanders, and an ROG board had one of these expanders in it as well. So these have been really popular with the high-end boards to give you more storage space, even though you already have a ton of them on board.
So let me see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Eight.
Eight drives.
Well, with the prices coming down the way they have been, you could do like a crazy raid thing or something.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's kind of like, I should say, I parallel it with the era when computer cases had, you know, 5 1/4 drives all the way in the front, and they thought that was cool because you could add as many hard drives as you wanted, because it seemed like certain areas of the world needed to have crazy storage because they didn't have big drives or couldn't get big drives.
Well, and it gives you the opportunity to add as you go, right? So as the drives come down, you just continue to add them as you need storage. If you haven't moved to an external solution, which of course we recommend here at the lab. Now I had to, just because it's interesting to me, I pulled out the accessory box and I'm not going to open it because I know it's full of all kinds of little bits and pieces, but the box itself it's probably 5x6 and almost 2 inches deep.
Yeah. And it's got some weight to it, if I remember correctly.
It's definitely got some weight to it. So there's a lot of stuff in there. I'm assuming that we're getting all the usual cables and gobbledygook and your horizontal video card and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I have pictures of that will accompany the review once we get this board on the bench and start testing it.
So one thing I did notice is that the motherboard did not come in any kind of bag.
Yeah, I've noticed that is a trend in the high-end boards, and it's partially because this foam that's in here, mm-hmm. this is anti-static foam.
Oh, clever. Well, there's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. And it's in a cardboard box, so it's not going to... I mean, it's pretty low risk for any EMI that's going to damage the board.
Well, and you know, I remember when we first started doing this, you had to have your wrist straps and make sure you were standing on the right surfaces and whatever, but hardware's gotten so much more robust, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. that yeah. the risk of hurting your hardware is really low. I mean, you kind of have to be amazingly good at breaking stuff.
That's true.
To mess up modern high-end hardware. It's just built so well.
Yeah, they've added a lot of diodes to make sure power's going the right direction, whereas on the older boards, it was, well, we just want to make it work, and we're going to do it cheap, and this is how it is.
You know, I think we've covered most of the board except for one little section down here that I want to make sure we catch here.
Okay.
Because I see three switches. And I want to see what we got here. We got LEDs on and off. We got a BIOS switch, so there's two BIOSes. And we got I don't even know what that one is, J dash switch.
I don't remember what the J dash is.
But it's interesting to me that you can switch your BIOSes like old school,
mm-hmm.
and turn off and on your lighting. Why would you want to do that? That's crazy.
Oh, some people are crazy. Yeah, they just kind of need that... turn the lights off. Well, you'd have to open up the board and flip the switch. Although you can control the RGB lights from the BIOS, I think, now.
So yeah, that's what I was thinking also. So,
and also the software. So you'd say, hey, lights off, boom.
So to be fair, it is a very imposing, beautiful, shiny black board. And maybe that's what you want if you don't want all the pretty lights and screens.
Well, there is something to be said for if you have the money to buy it, you also have the money to say you don't want stuff.
True.
Yep.
I mean, look at modern cars, right? The ones where you delete the back seats and stereos and stuff cost more than the ones that come with them.
Yep.
That's the world we live in.
That is. And so that is the Meg Z890 Godlike as a virtual unboxing. So be sure to tune back in when we get the full review posted up on Hardware Asylum. If you have any questions, you know how to get a hold of us. And thanks for listening. For more information on the topics discussed in this podcast, please consult our show notes on hardwareasylum.com. Stay up to date on the latest at Hardware Asylum by subscribing to our RSS or subscribe to us on YouTube. This has been a Ninja Lane production, copyright 2025. Thanks for listening.